Nick Perkins from Barbados. In Search of Africa.
Let me tell you why I think there are not nearly as many black travelers doing Africa as you might expect. It is an explanation that begins one sweltering evening in Egypt, when I entered my dormitory room and was immediately appalled. In the sink in the corner lay a bottle of mineral water cooling under a gushing tap. Some traveler, in his infinite sensitivity, had found a brilliant way to keep his bottled water cool and refreshing in the sordid heat. Even in whatever industrialized country this person was from, that sort of behavior was wasteful. To do it in a city like Cairo, where the luxury of a refrigerator was hard to come by, was downright offensive. I turned the tap off with angry, deliberate strokes. I was becoming disillusioned with the travelers I met. I expected politicized humanists, but so far all I had met were self-absorbed thrill seekers. One British guy, when he met me, said that I must be American, since America is the only place you find blacks with enough money to travel. And when a US-American heard that I lived in Toronto, he explained that Canada was not really a country, it was a suburb. So the bottle in the sink was just one in a series of frustrations. I lay on my bed and started to write a letter to a friend, ranting and raving my way from paragraph to paragraph. Surely the letter said something about whites who did not understand the plight of Africa, about how they did not see that their wants were depriving the continent of its needs. And I know that I suggested that they should all spend a week on Brighton Beach in the UK instead. It was probably about the point where I was lamenting the exploitation of the black race that he walked in. I was shattered. He took a long, expressionless look at the bottle in the sink, and I knew it was his. I wanted to laugh. The irony was so unreal. We might have passed for brothers, not twins, but brothers. The first other black traveller I met on the continent, lay in his bed and started to read a GQ magazine. But why should I be so surprised? I knew that many of my friends in the Caribbean had frowned quizzically when I told them I was going to Africa, finally asking me where I was going to sleep. And even my black friends in Toronto would not have slept in some of the places I have slept in. It seems that young blacks in the diaspora have standards of luxury you will find only among the most pampered whites. Perhaps it is a need to dissociate oneself from the suffering of our ancestors. A statement that says we are no longer slaves, we are consumers, thank you very much. The problem with this statement is that, like the bottle in the sink, it suggests apathy and ignorance, and perpetuates the type of behavior that has left Africa so deprived in the first place. I never did talk to the boy with the bottle much. I was afraid, I think. I mean, what if he reminded me of someone I knew? Africa. For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.